Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio.
The worst disaster in United Nations history.
Well, yeah, some reports coming from the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince suggesting that the city has been largely destroyed.
Wherever you are watching this broadcast throughout the world, I hope you can hug a loved one close and thank God that you are not in Port-au-Prince tonight.
Liz Moore on the outside will be a repeat winner. It's a Canadian pacing derby double for Liz Moore. He won it by a length.
You're probably wondering what a harness horse, or harness racing for that matter, has to do with the devastation in Haiti. Well, this is a very good news story. It involves Liz Mara and Mike Galata. Mike Galata has been involved in relief efforts in Haiti long before there was an earthquake, and he managed to raise funds through none other than the two-time winner of the Canadian Pacing Derby, Liz Mara. That's our story on this edition of Trot Radio, and it's a very timely one. Mike Galata on the other end of my line. Mike, welcome to the show. Tell us how this whole fundraising effort involving Liz Mara and Haiti got started.
Well, it started back in 2006. Liz Mara, we bought the horse in June of 2006, and 3 weeks later, he was racing in the Canadian Pacing Derby. Well, about a week before, my wife and I, we were in church. You know, we were actually late for church, and I don't know if you're familiar with Catholic.
You're talking to a former altar boy here, yep.
There you go. When it's time to go to communion, you know, you line up, and so we were upstairs and come down, and we passed this ad for Food for the Poor, which is a charity that is based in the United States but works in very poor countries and building houses, food, irrigation, etc. So I turned to her and I said, if Liz Mara wins the Canadian Pacing Derby, you know, we ought to build a house in Haiti. And she didn't even blink, and she said, yes, absolutely. And actually, we ended up buying three, and three turned into 20.
Wow.
You know, we were thrilled to hear just yesterday, actually, it was a long time before we were able to get confirmation, that the 20 houses that we did put up are all still standing.
As a matter of fact, the street that those houses are built on is named after Liz Mara, is it not?
Correct. Liz Mara Drive.
And I want to point out that not only is Liz Mara, or has Liz Mara's efforts helped those people, but you, Mike Galata, even now as Liz Mara stands at stud, Liz Mara's efforts are still going to help the people of Haiti in the aftermath of this terrible earthquake. Tell us about that.
Actually, I was in church yesterday again in about the same spot where we were in 2006 when we got the inspiration to start building. And, you know, I was actually praying for God to give me the wisdom to come up with a way to fund, you know, another effort to include the Liz Mara and the standard bread industry. And what we decided, the inspiration that I did get, or the blessing actually, was that every time a mare is bred to Liz Mara in 2010, we would ask the individual breeder was willing to do so, ask for a check for $500 to Food for the Poor. Mm. We would match that $500, so that would be $1,000 for each mare bred. That would immediately go to the charity to build houses, and we pledged to match for up to 50 mares. So not only will they get to make a contribution to this extremely worthwhile charity, which will be matched, doubled in effect, but when the mare gets foals in 2011, the stud fee would be $5,000, not $6,000. So get $1,000 off the stud fee for the $500 contribution to help people in dire, dire need.
Well, I'll tell you, we here at Rito have a pretty strong connection to Liz Mara, of course, setting the Canadian record in the Des Smith. So we feel a pretty strong attachment there. We really appreciate your efforts, both on behalf of harness racing to make it even better for New Jersey, but even more so in this terrible time in Haiti. You are a class act, sir, and all the best with your efforts with Liz Mara to raise money for the Haiti earthquake victims. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your kind comments, and I appreciate the conversation.
By the way, that website for Food for the Poor, in order to provide some help for the folks in Haiti, it is www.foodforthepoor.org, or you can Google it and make sure we've got it right. That is it for this edition of Trot Radio, a very uplifting one, believe it or not, despite all the sadness. Nice to know our industry can really band together when the times get tough, not just for ourselves, but for the world around us. Way to go. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standard Bread Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.